Hi and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, there's news from Wiseman's Dairies that they are investing £2 million in a joint venture with a New Zealand dairy. It's to launch a new range of products for those with self-diagnosed intolerance of milk. Due out next summer, the proposed range of A2 milk products are produced by cows selected for their milk, which contains the A2 beta-casein protein. A2 milk has been available in Australia for a few years now, where it's able to improve symptoms amongst those with self-diagnosed intolerance to milk, but not medically diagnosed lactose intolerant. Wiseman's hope is to bring some customers back to the fresh milk market with the product. Also in the news is Scotland's NFU president, that's Nigel Miller, who was speaking at AgriScot yesterday in Edinburgh and was calling for a new generation roadmap, as he calls it, to be put in place for young farmers who will be the future of Scottish farming. We'll be finding out what measures he wants Richard Lockhead and the Scottish Government to put in place to get the new generation of farmers tooled up, ready for the demands of post-CAP reform farming in 2013. But for now, we're looking ahead to Christmas. With just 38 days to go, it's time to be thinking about getting your butcher involved and taking his advice, says Phil Cranston, Master Butcher with the Q Guild of Butchers.
It's one of the most important times of the year, both for the butcher and the consumer. And it's planning, really. We get so many customers coming into our shops and they're not really sure what they need to order. Throughout the year, they've maybe cooked a joint up to 2-3 pounds weight, and suddenly Christmas comes along and there's this 12, 14, even 20 pound bird they've got to deal with. And how do they deal with it? What do they buy with it? Lots and lots of questions they've got.
One of the common mistakes with a turkey is getting the thing either too big or too small, isn't it? What's your advice on that?
I think you definitely don't want it too small. You know, it's about how much you want afterwards, really. I mean, the standard amount is 500 grams per person for a turkey, and that will give you a good Christmas dinner with maybe a decent amount for leftovers, but not for the week. But I think it's about getting that size turkey that matches how much you want to use it and your budget.
And in the run-up to Christmas, we'll be getting more advice from Phil Cranston and our local butchers too. But you can find out how to book a 5 to 10 minute chat with your local Q Guild butcher and getting his advice by just going to their website, guildofqbutchers.com. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.